哈利路亚，各位童女大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to everyone.
愿神祝福参加灵修聚会的弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless all the brothers and sisters who are attending this seminar.
这个非常感谢我们甄选的安排跟带领。
We praise the Lord for His guidance and opportunity.
所以没有想到让小弟有机会能够来到美国，一起跟大家学习服事神的工作。
Out of my expectation, I was able to come here to serve the Lord together with you.
因为在美国有更多的弟兄姐妹也这样热心爱主，要来关心神国教会的事情。
I realize that there are many brothers and sisters who also strive for the kingdom of God.
那我们北加州这两间教会
，In the two churches in Northern California，
特别教会也安排了这个有关圣工的事工，就是领会者的讲习会。
We made special arrangements for a sermon speakers training.
可见大家也非常有心，在这样的事情上，能够在圣工里面得到很好的长进。
This shows our dedication and our growth in the progress of sacred work.
那教会也特别安排两间教会的灵修会。
And the two churches also scheduled a cultivation seminar.
保罗也非常重视这种灵修功夫的学习。
Paul paid much attention to spiritual cultivation.
我们真耶教会之所以会称为得救的教会，
The reason the True Jesus Church is called the Church of
Salvation, 就是有三个特点啊，相当重要。
Is that it consists of these three characteristics.
第一个就是按照圣经真理去学习。
First of all, the church follows according to the Bible.
第二个就是有神的圣灵的同在。
The second, the church has the presence of the Holy Spirit.
第三个就是有神迹奇事，随着证明所讲的道理和圣灵是从神来的或是真的。
Third, signs and miracles follow the church to confirm the truth being preached.
所以经过从昨天晚上今天一天呢，还有这么多人呢，非常有信心的参加灵修会，感谢主。
We praise the Lord that since last night many of you have come to this seminar.
那在灵修会当中，我们就是要做两件事。
And during this seminar, we are
第一件就是要多学习神的真理。
Aiming at two goals. The first is to learn God's word.
借着多学真理当中，让我们激发真的喜欢读经、用真理来生活的这种心智。
Through our study of the word, hopefully our hearts can be stirred up to follow God's word.
让我们走出这个软弱的生活，归向有神得力的生活。
Let us leave our life of weakness and walk towards the strength of God.
如果讲话、做事、行为都不按照真理来啊，你说有得胜，你这是不是从神来的？因为不被神的灵引导，行不出道理来。
We might claim to have a Holy Spirit, but if our speech and conduct are not according to the word of God, this would be superficial.
那如果称为神的基督的儿女，
if we call ourselves children
of God, 耶稣这样讲啊，
according to the Lord,
末后的时代很多人呼求啊，主啊，主啊。
In the last days, many will say to him, Lord, Lord.
但是呼求人不都能进天国嘞？
But not every one of these people will enter the kingdom of God.
问题就出在于他有没有按照真理活。
The question is whether this person follows God's word.
将来神要用真理审判。
Because God will judge us according to the truth.
当你圣经的真理懂得越少啊，那就让你所做的事情更不能合神的旨意。
If you're ignorant about God's word, you may stray from God's will.
所以耶稣说我就是真理。
Jesus said, I am the truth.
不借证我不能到父那里去的，可见要多学习明白神的真理呢。
No one can come to the Father except through me, so we need to know the truth.
所以灵修会第一个目的做到了，就是要多听多学道。
Therefore, the first goal of the seminar is to learn about the
truth. 第二个目的
much as possible.
就是要多祷告，求圣灵更加充满我们。
We want to pray more so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God.
感谢主，在祷告当中啊，神也特别借着他的旨意赏赐有些得到圣灵了。
Thank God, during our prayer, according to God's will, some have received the Holy Spirit.
这两个条件具备，
if we are able to accomplish these two goals,
教会要兴旺圣工就容易，
then the church will prosper easily.
就会有很多的神迹奇事，
we will see many signs and miracles.
因为这三个条件是就是我们今天真耶教会为什么称呼得救非常有密切的关系。
The three characteristics of the True Jewish Church, which I mentioned, have
to
do without salvation. We cannot do without any one of them.
要能够完全啊，不能只讲单一啊，完全神的律法才是有生命啊。
We need to keep God's word perfectly in order to find His righteousness with
among us. 那我们现在就来谈一谈。
Now we will go into our discussion.
在使徒时代，在圣殿 门口捡花生这样的事迹。
Let's look at the miracle that happened at the temple in the apostolic period.
我们一起来看使徒行传第三章。
Please read Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章的第一节到第十节。
Verses 1 through 10.
三章的第一节到第十节。
Chapter 3 verses 1 through 10.
第一节，伸出祷告的时候，彼得约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人筹祭。他看见彼得约翰将要进殿，就求他们筹祭。彼得约翰定睛看他，彼得说，你看我们。那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来按着就行，站着就行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。百姓都看见他行走赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的每门口求周济的，就因他所预走的事满心稀奇惊讶。在这里我们看到一个大神迹。
We see a mighty miracle.
这个神迹在圣殿的美门门口之前成就。
This miracle happens by the beautiful gates.
这个神迹不是随便来的。
Miracle comes with a reason.
你有这样的能力敢叫一个人啊瘸腿的半身不遂起来行走，你敢吗？
Can you just ask someone who is crippled to get up and walk?
好，如果你叫他起来行走，他不走，那你就假先知了。
What happens if he doesn't walk? Then you will be a false prophet.
为什么我们看到这样的神迹？
Why can we see such a miracle?
一定都有他很特别的地方。
There must be some special reasons.
这里记载说，彼得约翰呢上圣殿做祷告。
Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
然后到圣殿门的门口啊，看到有一个瘸腿的。
When they reached the beautiful gate, they saw a cripple.
天生下来就是瘸腿的。
Who was born this way?
他常常啊，这个放在你们门口啊，就是要求人能够筹集帮助他。
He was put there every day to beg from those entering the temple.
后来我们就看到这个彼得约翰呢、啊，真的介绍耶稣基督给他认识，然后叫他起来行走哎。
Peter and John introduced Jesus to this man and told him to walk.
结果奇妙的事就发生了。
A miracle happened.
他就站起来了，天生下来是瘸腿哦，站起来啊。
This man who was born crippled stood up.
走着跳着赞美神啊。
Walking and leaping and praising God.
所有看见这件事和知道这件事的人都赞美神。
Everyone who saw this, praised God.
所以这是一个非常奇妙神同工神的见证。
So this is a miraculous witness of God's presence.
问题是我们配得神这样同工吗？
The question is, are we worthy to have
some
God's presence?
有些人被神同工一点点不得了了，骄傲了。
Some people become proud when God works with them.
到教会走路去，哎呀，眼睛就看上面了。
They walk around with their head up.
好像讲话很有权柄啊。
They speak with power and authority.
通过被神通过了。
God is with me.
你不听不听，我就是处罚你的。
If you don't listen to me, I'll ask God to punish you.
这怎么可以这样啊？
That's not right.
你说老几啊？
Who are you?
神一定会拯救我。哎，你怎么可以这样啊？
God will ask us, how can you do this?
有一次有一个教会啊。
In a church,
这个教会刚好有一个主领者在上面，一个执事。
There was a deacon leading a sermon.
他在领会的时候
，during the service,
一个换血的过来了。
A demon possessed came into the chapel.
还跑到前面坐
，and came to the front row.
这个换鬼的哦，在这个头里面突然会这样，这个皮拉开了。
And on the face of the demon possessed, there will be like.
然后跑到这里就拉开了。
Stretching the person's skin
到哪里去到就拉开了
from place to place on the body.
那鬼的工作也是很厉害、啊、
so satanic work is very scary.
哇，他赶快就给他结束。
So the deacon finished the sermon
就祷告了
and prayed.
就去赶鬼了。
He went to cast out demons.
鬼在头这边赶那个鬼跑到这里又哄就是说你这个撒旦就一直讲。
As the deacon tried to cast out demons, the demons would go from one place of the body to
another. 赶了十几次。
After 10 or so times,
还没有出去，最后跑到那个脚掌那边去了。
The demons reached the toe.
哇，这个其中有一个工作人员呢。
And one of the workers in the church.
怕了，这个鬼怎么念了讲了好十几次都不走了。
Was scared to see that the demons would not leave the demon.
可能太怕，很紧张啊。
He was probably very nervous. 突
然很大声讲说：“香港脚退去。”
He said aloud, "Athlete's foot, get away with you."
当我们在学习神的道理，在祷告，你没有碰到事情，你就不知道啊。神是不是要跟你同在同行啊？
Unless you are in the situation, you will not know whether God works with you.
那是属灵的征战呢。
This is a spiritual battle.
哇，后来这个工作人员说，哇，虽然有这个职分，但是我还是要努力，原来不够力啊。
So this worker, I realized that he still had a long way to go.
是我们每个人在神面前真的都要学习耶。
All of us need to learn this lesson.
这件圣工做好，我们要战战兢兢地等待下一次的大小圣工，当作新的一样努力做好的。
When we have accomplished something for God, we should be watchful so that we can do the same work the next time.
结果就有一个弟兄啊，就随便乱想了。
There was a brother who had this thought.
有一次在祷告，他随便起来按手，没有职分的乱按手哎。
He decided to get up, even though he was just a brother, to
lay hands on people. 他要帮忙赶鬼啊。
He wanted to cast out demons from someone.
又不是长老，又不是执事，又不是传道，没有被按手，圣灵差遣，怎么可以按呢？
He was not an ordained minister without the sending of the Holy Spirit. He just laid hands on
him. 他以为他很有信心。
He thought that he was full of faith.
哇，这个随便按。
So he laid hands on him.
不但鬼没有走啊，还要攻击他哎。
Then Satan attacked him.
要把他差点摔出去了。
And almost threw him out of the cabin.
哦，他不怕的，他没有办法，这个鬼太强了。
He said, "I give up. This Satan is too strong."
你根本没有那个职分，你怎么可以这样不按秩序乱来呢？
He wasn't even ordained. He shouldn't have done that.
所以这个教会是有秩序、有组织，完全要顺服神的旨意、圣灵的带领的。
We must submit to the order in the church as well as the guidance and the will of God.
不是随随便便的。
We cannot do things according to our will.
不是你想做什么就做什么，而是要顺服神的旨意带领的。
We must submit to God's will and guidance.
后来有一位传道人啊，知道了他就上去了。
When a preacher heard about this, he went up.
啊，过去那边了解以后，一起祷告，鬼就被赶走了。
And so prayed with them, then the Satan left them.
所以真的很多时候啊，这个心态做事真的要求神带领的。
So in everything we do, we need to ask for God's guidance.
我们就借着这一段去提出几个方向学习啊，为什么他这个彼得约翰能够做成神的圣工？
I'd like to bring up a few points so we can learn from Peter and John and why they can do this.
从他们的讲话动作具备了什么样的条件学习？
What can we learn from their speech and actions?
如果没有啊，就不配得神同工了。
Without such criteria, God cannot work with us.
我们现在来谈一谈，请看第一节。
Let's read verse one.
第一节，伸出祷告的时候。
One day, at the three in the afternoon.
我还没有解释，翻译已经解释出来了，下午三点了。伸出就是下午三点的时候。
It was three in the afternoon.
这个彼得、约翰有这个习惯，就上圣殿去做祷告。
Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
他们有这个使徒有祷告的生活
But they led a life of prayer.
这个不是做给人家看的
They weren't showing off their life of prayer.
而是他们习惯有这种祷告的生活的
It was their custom and daily habit.
我们在家里祷告在公司祷告在教会祷告这个就是预备要准备看神要用什么善工用我们能够一起来参与成就这个善工的
In our daily prayers, we are preparing ourselves to be used by the Lord for His
有祷告的生活很好哎
It is good to have a life of prayer.
个人要有个人的祷告生活。
We need to have an individual and personal life of
prayer. 但是不要影响其他人啊。
But we should not affect other people.
哎，孩子要读书，先生明天要上班，你做太太的凌晨两点在那边呀呀那么大声，人家不能睡觉，明天怎么读书上班呢？
If your husband and children have to go to work and go to school, you cannot get up 2 o'clock in the morning and wake them up.
我这样讲的时候，底下有几个姐妹笑，原来他们就是这样啊。
Some sisters who are laughing were probably doing this.
在南加州我也讲了。
I said this in Southern California.
你不要去吵到人家的这个生活。
Don't disturb other people when you pray.
但是家庭要有每天一起祷告的时间哦。
But each family needs to have a family prayer.
你的孩子如果十分钟能够有注意力，那就祷告十分钟。
If your children can pray for 10 minutes,
慢慢的祷告，家庭觉得哎，越来需要越长，半个小时、一个小时没关系啊。
Then you can increase the length gradually.
而不是用时间来限制你要做什么。你看你的家人会不会愿意跟你一起祷告？我看都懒懒散散的。
We cannot force someone to pray for a certain amount of time.
这是家庭祷告的祭坛。
family needs to have an altar of prayer.
那再来就是你个人要有祷告的时间。
You also need to have an individual and personal
time. 有一个执事呢问我，他很喜欢祷告。
A deaconess who likes to pray asked me.
他说：“田传道，怎么办呢？如果我早上还要准备他们吃的，还要送这个孩子上学，还要等先生出门，那就没有早上起来祷告的时间了。”
She said, "I don't have time to pray because I have to take care of my family's breakfast and send them
off to school." 我说：“没有关系，你这些事都做好了，你剩下一个人在家里就祷告啊。”
I told her, "After everyone else has left the house, you can pray alone."
反正每天都要有祷告的生活。
As long as you have a life.
个人要有，家庭也要有，
both in the family and in
全教会也要有，
on an individual basis and for the whole church.
我有一次到一个家庭，
I once visited a family.
我非常稀奇啊， 因为后来跟他们一起家庭一起做祷告，
I had a prayer with the family.
每一个大大小小都很认真祷告，
I was amazed to see that everyone
prayed. 有一个两岁啊， 最后念祷告文啊， 他念得很标准啊， 很好哎， 两岁而已啊，
a two-year-old child who could recite the Lord's Prayer very well.
这个还不稀奇耶，
and that was not enough.
家里孩子还有， 他说在3岁的时候 会带领全家悟性祷告，
a three-year-old could lead the whole family in praying and understanding.
哇，感谢主， 这是祷告的家庭。
This was a family of prayer.
彼得约翰有祷告的生活。
Peter and John led a praying life.
古圣徒更是有祷告的生活。
The saints in the past also led lives of prayer.
我们一起来看一下但以理书。
Let's read Daniel.
但以理书 第六章，
Daniel chapter 3, chapter 6.
但以理书的第六章，
Daniel chapter 6.
第六章的第10节，
chapter 6 verse 10.
第10节，大利里知道这禁令盖了一席，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告，感谢与素常一样。我们在这里看到大利里 有一天祷告3次的习惯。
Daniel had the habit of praying 3 times a day.
而且是面向托他所仰望的故土耶路撒冷城。
And he faced towards the Jerusalem, the homeland he yearned for.
那今天我们祷告，
when we pray today,
是面向属灵的天国耶路撒冷城，面向神的。
We need to open our windows towards God.
所以不在乎方向对东西南北什么地方。
The physical direction is irrelevant.
有一次一个老信都问我， 传到耶路撒冷城在什么地方，我都找不到方向啊。
Once an old-time member asked me, "Where's Jerusalem? I can't find the right direction."
耶路撒冷城啊，在神的国，我们心里向神祷告就可以了。
Jerusalem is the kingdom of God. It's spiritual.
我们看到大利的先知遇到任何事情，他有一日祷告3次的习惯。
Daniel had a habit of praying 3 times a day despite its unusual circumstances.
我们再来看诗篇55篇。
Please read Psalm 55.
诗篇55篇。
Psalm 55.
55篇的17节，
55 verse 17，
17节，我要晚上早晨响鼓哀声悲叹，他也必听我的声音。在这里记载，这个大卫也是一样，在一天3次这样的时间里面向天上的神祷告。
David also prayed 3 times each day to God.
所以我们从这里可以发现，古圣徒有这个重视祷告生活的习惯。
The saints who are serious about leading a life of prayer.
主耶稣相当有权柄有能力。
The Lord Jesus was powerful and authoritative.
在圣经记载， 从他口里所说出的每一句话 都带有能力。
Bible tells us that every word he spoke carried power.
但是我们也发现他是一个非常重视祷告生活的主。
But we also know that he paid attention to life of prayer.
退到山上， 退到旷野， 退到海边做祷告。
Withdrew to the mountain, to the ocean,
他是全能的主耶。
To pray. He was a mighty creator.
那他都重视祷告， 那我们是软弱， 带着血气肉身的人， 还不祷告吗？
If even Jesus had to pray, how much more should we pray?
我们如果去看这个使徒行传，
If we study the Acts of the Apostles,
很多的见证， 神的带领都是从祷告里面发生的。
We see that many of God's work was accomplished through prayer.
保罗做圣工也是一样， 从祷告里面看异象圣灵引导他， 这个马其顿的呼声， 都是在祷告里面发生的。
Paul also saw visions of the Macedonian call when he was praying.
我们一起来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传第10章，
Acts chapter 10,
第10章的第1节到第8节，
chapter 10 verses 1 through 8.
我们看这个第2节，
Let's read verse 2.
这里记载有一个人名字叫哥尼流，
There's a man by the name of Cornelius.
他是全家敬畏神的，
His whole family was devout. He gave generously to the poor.
常常祷告神,
and prayed to God regularly. But he still had not been washed by the baptism of repentance.
第三节,
the
他有一天在祷告的时候,
verse 3, one day when he was praying,
也是在下午的三点,
about 3 in the afternoon,
他祷告中看到异象,
he saw a vision.
有一个使者告诉他说,
an angel told him,
你要差人啊, 到这个彼得的家里去,
send someone for Peter.
后来他就打发这个三个家里的人去见彼得。
Then they sent three people to see Peter.
我们看这个9节到16节。
Verses 9 through 16.
这里就是第二天呢，这哥尼流差遣三个人呢，要到彼得住的那个城。
And so Cornelius, three men went to Peter's.
彼得也是有祷告的习惯呢。
Peter also had a habit.
在中午的时候，他上到楼上去祷告。
At noon, he went upstairs to pray.
祷告的时候看到异象。
He saw a vision in his prayer.
哇，神让他了解。
God gave him this revelation.
原来这个神的救恩也要往这个外邦人去了。
That God's salvation will come to the Gentiles also.
所以神用洁净不洁净的动物给他看。
He used the vision of the clean and unclean animals.
这有神的意，神的美意。
That was the good will of God.
17节, 彼得心里正在猜疑的时候,
verse 17, while Peter was still wondering,
哎, 他不了解到底是什么意思呢?
About the meaning of the vision.
哎, 结果这三个人就到他的门口就敲门了。
The three men knocked on his door.
就喊着说, 彼得, 你住在这里吗?
And asked if Peter was staying there.
彼得还在思想祷告中看了异象的时候, 圣灵向他说, 有三个人来找你了。
While Peter was still thinking about this, the Spirit said to him, three men are looking for you.
20节, 圣灵这样说,
verse 20, the Spirit said to him, get up and go downstairs, go with them.
不要疑惑,因为是我指着神差来他们来的。
Do not hesitate, for I have sent them.
哇, 彼得顺服啊。
Peter obeyed.
哇, 他就真的起来啊, 跟着他们去了。
He got up and followed them.
然后就从24节到48节里面,
from verse 24 to 48,
就看到彼得真的往这个哥尼流的家去。
We see what happened at Cornelius' house.
然后从34节一直到48节, 他就宣传耶稣基督的道理。
From 34 to 48, Peter preached about the
我们灵修一定要按照神的真理圣经的训诲来。
So we need to cultivate ourselves according to the Bible.
彼得要信主也是我们要宣传, 他也是, 这个哥尼流信主啊, 这个彼得也是宣传, 这位耶稣基督整, 他的真理的。
Peter preached about Jesus Christ to Cornelius.
哇, 44节记载啊,
verse 44.
彼得还在布道讲述神的道理的时候, 圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。
While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message.
哇, 后来他们也祷告, 得到圣灵了。
And they prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
46节说, 因听见他们说方言, 称赞神伟大。
46, they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God.
这里的方言就是讲着祷告奇异的声音。
The tongues refer to the tongues in prayer.
后来给他们受洗,
and they were baptized.
全家信主。
The whole family believed in the
Lord. 我们看到, 完全是在祷告当中发生了神的奇妙的作为在带领的。
So this entire miraculous event was under the guidance of God.
如果你不按真理来, 你那个祷告就是没有力量的。
If you do not follow God's word, despite your prayer, God will not listen.
哇, 真的感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
小弟在工作上有深深这种体验, 很多的见证。
I have many of such experience in my ministry.
我现在就讲一个, 我要11月1号, 要来到美国之前两个礼拜发生的最新的见证。
Two weeks before I came to the U.S. in November, this happened to me.
有一次一个信徒啊, 他就打电话给我。
A member called me.
他打电话先哭。
And
先哭。 信徒。
This member was crying.
他哭的时候，后来他就告诉我。
And this member told me.
传道，我父亲虽然老了，但是他现在在加护病房，大概没有几天就过世了。My
father is in the ICU. He may be leaving any time.
所以他这样讲啊，虽然没有跟传道说希望去看，但是我知道他的意思。
This member did not ask me to visit them, but I understood what the member meant.
所以我就带了两个负责人了。
So I brought along two board members
一起去看,
to visit them.
他住在这个桃园市的804医院，那个相当大的军医院。
They lived in a very large military hospital.
哦，去那边看。
That's where we went.
我们到得早啊。
We got there early.
10点到，这个加护病房的门还没开。
When we got there at 10, the ICU wasn't open.
一直等到10点半。
We waited till 10:30.
后来门开了。
And opened. So we went in.
没有看到他的家里人啊。
We didn't see the family members.
一到那个病床, 我看, 差一点不认得他, 瘦得不得了。
When I went in to see that of the father, I didn't recognize him because he was very thin. He was 70-some years old.
他这个人非常温柔, 很谦卑的一个人。
He was a very gentle and kind man.
他给我的印象相当好。
He left a deeper impression.
很实在的一个人。
He was a very down-to-earth man.
不会乱说话的一个人。
He would not tell any
untruth. 当然年纪大要离开这很正常啊。
Tell any lies. It's natural for an old person to leave the world.
但是觉得这么好的一个人一下子要离开我们的眼前了，我们也心里酸酸的。
But we felt very sad to see him go.
我看到他的鼻子塞放这个氧气，嘴巴也是送这个管进去，从旁边很多管子。
We saw the many tubes and the oxygen flowing into his body.
啊，一看就知道大概没有几天了。
We were pretty sure that he didn't have many days.
氧气拔掉就随时要走路的那个人。
He was ready to leave the world anytime.
我去到他旁边。
I went beside him.
拍拍他的肩膀。
And tapped on his shoulder.
啊，好不容易啊，打开他的眼睛。
And he forced himself to open his eyes.
看到我来，什么话都不能讲哎。
He couldn't say a word even though he saw us.
直流泪。
He kept crying.
我也不知道该讲什么。
I didn't know what to say.
已经到这种节骨眼了。
And that was the situation.
但是我知道，他自从信主40几年前到现在，都还没有得到圣灵啊。
I knew that he hadn't received the Holy Spirit even though he believed in the Lord 每一次大家祷告求圣灵啊，他年纪最大，他一定会来到第一个，他不害怕，很勇敢的。 He was never shy about coming to the front every time to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他祷告声音很慢，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，这么慢的。
He would pray slowly, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
有一次我跟他讲，太慢了，不容易得到的。
Once I told him, you pray too slow, you may not receive the Holy Spirit.
他说好，下次我用力，结果快一点点还是慢了。
So he tried to speed up a little, but it's still very slow.
因年纪大。
Because he was old.
他不适合跪下去，他还是跪半个小时，40分钟祷告球，他还是跪的。
Despite his age, he still knelt there for a long time to pray.
我对他有一种非常尊敬，真的很佩服的看法。
So I deeply admired and respected him.
70岁不会倚老卖老。
Even though he was 70,
有些人呢，大你几岁，哎，我是哥哥呢，我哥哥呢。
Some people like to boast about their age.
我怎么能够干什么嘛？
But that's what's the point.
哥哥大你不说，有什么用？像小孩子3岁嘛。
If you're old and still don't know the Bible, you're like a 3-year-old.
不是年龄大小的问题。
Your age is not important.
哇，真的感谢主，很少看到这样的好人呢。
We seldom see this kind of good man.
后来我们没有讲话，我就说我们要祷告。
And we told them that we would pray.
交给神。
And entrust everything to God.
他最担心就是没有得到圣灵，不知道怎么进天国。
He was worried because he still hadn't received the Holy Spirit.
后来我们一起祷告。
So we prayed.
我们祷告，另外两个负责人，我们声音是很平常的。
The two board members and I pray with normal voice.
后来就按手在他的头上来。
And I laid hands on him.
他不能讲话，他就因为嘴巴有放那个吃东西的管，还有放药的管嘛，所以他只能哈哈。 好，就这而已。
Because of the tubes in his mouth, he could not pray, so he could only make some noise.
但是祷告到一半的奇妙哎。
But something miraculous happened.
他的身体大大震动哎。
His body began to move.
那个床啊是轮子的，虽然有上锁，但是还是这样嘞。
The bed which had wheels started to shake.
哇，我心想，哎呦，怎么这样？
And I was surprised.
整个病床是正摇的。
The whole bed was moving about.
后来啊，感谢主啊，圣灵大大降临在他的身上了，那个舌头一直卷舌音啊，哇，很漂亮的。
The Holy Spirit came mightily on him, and his tongue began.
比我们三个人还大声呢。
He prayed louder than the three of us.
哇，感谢主，我们心里非常的感动。We
praised God and were moved.
那个主治大夫啊，就从外面把门打开进来，说做什么做什么。The
doctor rushed in and said, "What's going on?"
我说对不起，我们在为他祷告。
I said, "I'm sorry, we're praying for him."
好，祷告可以，祷告可以，继续。来，关门就继续了。
Fine, keep praying. I'll go out.
哇，感谢主。
So, thank God.
我们就在那边祷告25分钟。
We prayed 25 minutes.
得到了圣灵。
He had received the Holy Spirit.
哇，得到圣灵以后啊，他稍微用气声讲话，我听到。
And after that, he tried to speak, and I could understand him a little.
传道，有讲日本话，有好，我安心了。
He said to me, "Pastor, I feel much better. I am ready to go to heaven."
哇，高兴的流泪。
he was so happy.
我们也替他流泪。
That he cried and we wept with him. Because it is God who gives the Holy Spirit.
哇，我这样去，后来我就这几天忙了。And
I got busy a few days.
我过了几天，五六天了，又再去看他。About
5 or 6 days later, I came.
我先打电话到那个医院了。I
called the hospital first.
医院的小姐说他回去了。And
she said he has gone back.
就挂断了，也没有交代。And
she just hung up on me.
心里想，从高了回去，为什么要办告别式？跟我讲了。And
I said, well, he already left, and they didn't tell me about funeral service.
心想，哎，我还是开车到家里去看他。So
I decided to drive to their home.
我一到家里啊。When
I got there.
我按门铃。
I rang the door.
结果来接我的是他哎。And
it was him who showed up to open the door.
你不是快死了吗？
I stared at him and thought that he was supposed to
be dead. 他就问我的是哈利路亚传道。 还没呢。
He shook my head and said, not quite yet.
他的胃肠啊，各方面有的已经损坏了，肾肝啊，就奇妙这样祷告神就医治，真的奇妙。
Even though some of his intestines have been deteriorated,
医生说过几天要死呢。
He was supposed to be dead in a few days.
啊，感谢主了，反正不懂了没关系，感谢主了。
I thank God anyway.
他就跟我讲啊。
He told me.
奇怪，我这些亲戚朋友平常不打电话，什么打电话都问死了没有，什么时候办告别式。
These family members of mine, he said, always never call me, but now they call me and find out about my funeral.
不行啊，他们。
What kind of family members are these?
哇，感谢主啊。
So, praise the Lord.
祷告的那一天早上得到圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit that morning.
那一天晚上。
And that evening.
他看到天使好几个来到他的病床旁边。
He saw many angels coming to his bedside.
跟他唱歌，跟他讲道。And
sang and spoke with him.
告诉他，真的。 你还要继续灵修，要道理要学明白。你得到圣灵，要多多祷告，圣灵充满，这两个不要忘记哦。你这样灵修才能进天国。They told
him you must study the Bible and be filled with the Holy Spirit before you can go to heaven.
因为神是天使，这个天使是受神差役的这个使者呢。Angels
are ministering spirits sent by God.
他把神的话告诉他。
So they sent him God.
我们圣经的话，真的就是叫我们灵修要在。 祷告上要在真理上做好领袖的。That's
exactly what the Bible tells us. We must work on our
能够实行真理，就是一切生活动作行为的表现。So,
because the truth is the standard of our conduct.
啊，他说好，我会。And
he said, I will do that.
结果天使就带他到天国去看，哇，好漂亮！The
angels brought him to heaven, which was wonderful.
天使后来又带他到地狱看，他说，哇，太可怕，我不要来这里了。
Then they brought him to hell. He said, this is a dreadful place.
I don't want to be there.
He was cured instantly, and the doctors were shocked.
他想不通，也没有给他什么药都不好了，要等死了，为什么会这样好呢？
They marvel because all the medicines have failed.
啊，感谢主。
Praise God.
真的是从祷告里面来的见证。
This miracle came through prayer.
使徒行传你从第一章看到最后，就是这样看到从祷告来这么美好的见证。
Throughout Acts, we can see all these miracles happen.
所以我们也要常常有祷告的生活，不要等到有事才要在那边祷告啊，可能要很久啊，神才听啊。So
we need to pray every day so that when problems comes, we don't have to pray for a long time.
常常有祷告的生活了。We
have to lead a life of prayer every day.
真的有在祷告的，可以从他的灵修看出来。A
person's life of prayer can be demonstrated.
讲话不会偏离圣经。
He will not stray from his Bible and his speech. He will have good conduct. He will be full of love. God will be pleased with whatever he does. And God will be with him wherever he goes. Whereas for some people, they break up any teamwork. And that shows that they don't practice a life of prayer. Or perhaps they pray, but they do not pray in the Spirit. If we pray according to the truth, the Spirit of truth will be with us.
所以这个彼得约翰啊，他们有祷告的生活。
Peter and John led a life of prayer.
我们再来看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's return to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章的第二节到第五节。
Chapter 3 verses 2 through 5.
这里讲有一个天生瘸腿的人。
There was a man born crippled.
哎，很可怜呢，天生瘸腿，从来没有享受到什么健康的动作哎。
He could never walk as a normal man.
结果。 我们在这里看到，后来彼得定睛看他
，Peter looked straight at him.
那个人也看着彼得
then he also looked at Peter.
从他的眼神知道他喜欢期盼什么。
He was looking to receive something.
但是这个人他喜欢期盼的是要有人来帮助他。
He was expecting some financial help.
那我们发现这里也有一些有爱心的人呢。
And we also see some people with love here.
在第二节说，天天被人抬来放在美门的门口呢。
Verse 2, this man was carried to the temple every day.
所以这个瘸腿的天生是可怜。
This man, crippled from birth,
他连最基本要吃的生活的成问题，要人家天天抬到门的门口，有人帮助他才有，没有人帮助他，没有人抬就没有。
Cannot even earn his bread, he had to rely on these people to carry him to the temple.
所以人的帮助。
So this was the help of
man. 只能做到说把他抬来放在圣殿门口前面。
But all they could do was carry him and put him by the temple to beg.
所以人的帮助改变不了事实了。
The help of man cannot change reality.
我们也不否定这个人的爱心的帮助，但是很有限。
Despite the work of love, their work was limited.
只能做到这样啊。
They could only do so.
像他没有衣服穿，就给他穿。
They could only clothe him.
没有东西吃，他一直也照顾不了，所以送到圣殿美门门口那个地方看有没有人要帮助啊。
They could only bring him to the temple to receive help from.
他连生存的能力都没有。
This man couldn't even earn a living.
而是要求人能够帮助他。
He could only beg from people.
但是我们发现。
We realized
这么多人进圣殿要祷告后，在那边走来走去，为什么没有人帮助他？
Why was that no one helped him despite the
难道看不到这个瘸腿的就坐在圣殿门口旁边吗？
There were many of them going to the temple. Could they not see him?
并有看到他。
They saw him with their physical eyes.
太忙了。
But they were too busy.
甚至没有这个念头。
They didn't even bother.
所以他的心眼看不到这个人要去帮助他。
So the eyes of their hearts could not see the need of the
soul. 所以我们说这个人，这些人呢，就是心中没有爱的人。
So these passersby did not have love in their hearts.
你怎么会看不见他的可怜呢？
Why couldn't they see his how pitiful?
我们说，为什么神与彼得、约翰同工有这个神迹？第二点就是他们有心中有爱。
The second reason why God worked with Peter and John was that
他们有行爱心的生活。
They led a life of love.
我们看到第四节,
Verse 4.
彼得、约翰定睛看他,
Peter and John looked
彼得说,
at him.
你看我们,
Peter said, look at us.
那个人就留意看他们,
so the man gave his attention to them, expecting to get something.
定睛看这个瘸腿的就是心中有爱，要看他需要什么，要怎么帮。
Peter looked straight at him because of his love, and he wanted to find out how he could help.
这个主耶稣的十二个使徒啊,
The 12 disciples of Jesus,
尤其这个彼得约翰,
in particular Peter
and John,
were perfect imitators of Christ.
为什么我们说他心中有爱?
Why do we say that they have love?
原因是他们领受了主的教训。
It is because they have been taught by the Lord.
我们看那个马可福音的14章。
Let's read Mark chapter 14.
马可福音14章。
Mark chapter 14.
马可福音的14章。
Mark 14.
14章的 第六节,
Verse 6.
第六节耶稣说, 由他吧, 为什么难为他呢?
Leave her alone, she said, Jesus, why are you bothering
me? 那位妇女玛利亚, 在我身上所做的是一件美事啊。
She has done a beautiful thing to me.
耶稣说, 常常有贫穷人和你们同在, 要向他们行善, 随时都可以。
The poor you will always have with you, and you can help
them. 只是你们心中不常有我了。
But you will not always have me.
这个, 耶稣在这个时候特别做一个机会教育。
The Lord Jesus grasped the opportunity to teach them.
他知道当中有些人心中很不喜悦。
Jesus knew that some of them were indignant.
就责备这个妇女玛利亚说, 为什么拿一瓶真拿打香膏打破，把香膏浇在耶稣头上，这么浪费呢？
They rebuked her and said, why such a waste?
这些人表面上看起来有爱心的，这样讲。
They seem to be full of love.
第五节说，这个真拿打香膏可以卖30多两银子。
Because they said this could have been sold for 30.
可以帮助穷人呢。
And given to the poor.
有些人会讲这样爱心的话呢，到底是不是有爱心呢？
They said words of love, but did they really have love?
我们看这个约翰福音。
Let's read John.
12章。
Chapter 12.
约翰福音12章的第3节。
John chapter 12 verse 3.
第三节,
verse 3.
三节玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子筹集穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊藏起其中所存的。这里讲了，讲这句话的是谁啊？
Who said those words?
就是那个出卖耶稣的那个犹大。
Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray Jesus.
这里说他讲这句话不是挂念穷人呢。
He didn't care about the poor.
他乃是个贼、小偷、贪财。
He was a thief. He wanted to steal the money.
所以有些人自私自利、贪心，就没有爱啊。
So these people were self-centered and did not have love.
所以主耶稣才会特别机会教育。
So the Lord Jesus took that chance to teach them a lesson.
就跟他们这样讲。
And Jesus told them.
他说你们随时行善都可以。
You can practice a deed of love to the poor.
常常有贫穷人在你们周围。
Because the poor, you will always
have with you. 是你们心中不曾有我了。
But you will not always have me.
也就是说心中不曾有神。
These people did not have God in their hearts.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们看那个约翰一书第四章。
Let's read 1 John chapter
约翰一书的第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第四章的第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们都当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。在这里讲啊，
this passage tells us,
这里说神就是爱。
That God is love.
那认识神的人就是心中有爱心，从神所生的。
Whoever knows God has been born from God.
所以
主耶稣
说你们心中没有神，没有我。
Jesus said, "Your hearts, I do not have."
意思也就是说心中没有爱。
They did not have love.
我们看到彼得
，Peter
定睛看这个瘸腿的
，However looked straight at him.
就是他心中有爱。
Because he had love in his heart.
他有行爱心的生活。
He led a life of love.
要能够为他要来解决什么事的。
He wanted to help him.
真的，我们看到这个使徒们也遵照耶稣的训诲，真的要向这个贫穷人行善，心中有爱，要做这样的事。
According to Jesus' commands, the apostles wanted to do.
你要想得到神同工
，If you want God to work with you,
你就必须要有真理、有爱。
You need to have the truth and the love.
我们再来看使徒行传。
Let's read Acts
第三章
chapter 3
第三章的第六节第七节
verses 6 and 7
第六节彼得就说
then Peter said
金银我都没有
silver or gold I do not have
我只把我所有的
but what I have
所有的什么
what did he have
所敬拜的耶稣基督
he had Jesus Christ
奉他的名叫你起来行走
I give you in the name of Jesus Christ walk
结果后来这个瘸腿的真的起来行走了
he actually got up and walked
我觉得这个很重要
This is very important.
就是要忠心传讲耶稣基督
We need to faithfully proclaim Jesus Christ
圣经没有的道理不要乱讲
do not,
不能猜
Do not make up doctrines that are not in the Bible
你就是不忠心传讲耶稣基督
Then we will not be faithful to God's
word 我们要忠心维护甚至宣传得救的福音
We need to be faithful defenders and proclaimers of God's word
彼得约翰他不是用什么大方法的
Peter and John didn't use any tricks.
他说金银我都没有，直接告诉他。
They said silver and gold we do not have.
哎，这个瘸腿的奇怪，我就是要求你食物或者有什么的帮助给我。
The man probably wondered, I'm begging food from you.
怎么直接告诉我金银我都没有
？But why do you say I do not have silver or gold?
这个就是要纠正他的观念。
Peter wanted to correct his expectation.
有些人真的很不注意啊。
Some people are not watchful about.
说传道，我要培养感情，所以他慕道时他一直送东西给钱啦，怎么样？因为他生病了，给了。
Some people, in order to bring their friends to church, try to help them financially.
后来他就来教会了。
And because of their help, they come to church.
但是他的心理动机怎么样？不知道啊。
But the visitors may have wrong.
有一阵子这个慕道者不来了。
And after a while, they stop coming.
这就奇怪了。
And our friends.
不知道跟我讲了，我就跑去看了。
So I went to visit this visitor.
我就去，我问他。
I asked him.
在谈的时候，他就讲了。
Then the person told me.
啊，这人就叫我信主，都拿钱给我。我以为信耶稣都有钱，后来不给钱，我不来了。
I thought I would be paid for believing in Jesus Christ, but they're not paying me.
哇，真的是错误的方法了。
What a wrong way to bring someone to Christ.
你要像彼得一样，金银我都没有。
We need to say like Peter, silver or gold I do not have. But I want to share with you about Jesus Christ
perfectly.
And that is the right way.
让他仰望耶稣基督,
he wanted him to look up to Jesus.
让他渴慕圣经神的道理,
only if a visitor yearns for God's word can he
come.
Only then can he experience God personally.
这个彼得约翰就是遵照耶稣的做法，叫忠心传讲，介绍耶稣基督。
So Peter and John faithfully carry out the Lord's will of preaching the gospel.
第七节,
verse 7.
我们看到这个彼得的动作。
Peter acted.
拉着这个瘸腿的右手,
taking him by the right hand.
扶他起来,
he helped him up.
你去看马可福音呢。
We read Mark.
耶稣啊,一这个人也是这样做呢?
That's how the Lord Jesus healed
someone. 忠心讲述神的话,
not only did Peter follow the instructions and the word of God,
人那个动作都跟绝书一样, 拉着右手扶他, 拉着他的右手扶他起来, 学得真相,
he also imitated the Lord in his actions by taking someone by the hand.
忠心照主的吩咐, 走的意思啊,
he followed the footsteps of the Lord faithfully.
奇妙的事情就发生了,
therefore the miracle happened.
就叫他起来行走,
he got up and walked.
他真的就起来行走啊,
and that's what happened to the man.
真的是多么好的一件事,
what a wonderful thing.
真的我们对圣经神的话真的一言一行不要随便更改完全照着走真的神会祝福很大。
We must never change anything from the Bible.
在伯恩教会的西区,
in the western region in Baldwin Park,
有一对夫妻在motel里面当经理,
there was a couple who managed a motel.
乌雅各执事就安排让我跟他们见面,
Deacon who arranged for me to visit.
我们约好是下午5点钟,
we arranged to meet at 5 in
那个时间比较空,
because we had some spare time.
后来他就腾出1号房间, 我们就几个人在那边跟一对夫妻在谈,
so they gave us room number 1 where we had a talk.
吴执事就把我介绍给他们说, 台湾来的田传道,
Deacon Wu told them that I was a pastor from Taiwan.
感谢主啊, 我们这几个在一起做圣工, 很同工,
thank God the workers worked very closely.
后来小弟就利用5分钟, 就忠心地把神的道理耶稣跟救赎道理见证,
I spent five minutes and faithfully share with them about Jesus Christ and salvation. Then I share with them the way to pray. Then we knelt down to pray together. We pray for only about 5 minutes.
这位女经理啊, 就是太太啊, 就得到圣灵啊,
the lady received the Holy Spirit.
非常非常的流利啊,
she spoke in tongues fluently.
哇, 高兴得不得了啊,
she was so joyful.
真的很奇妙,
very
miraculously.
When we proclaim Jesus Christ faithfully, God will lead us. He could give the Holy Spirit as well as heal the sick.
哎,
this was a miracle.
我们一起来看约翰福音第一章,
let's read John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章,
John chapter 1.
第一章的第一节,
verse 1.
第一节论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过，我们忠心的把所知道的耶稣传讲给他们。
I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. When we preach to them about Jesus Christ,
我们忠心的把生命之道啊分享给别人。
When we proclaim to them the word of life,
过去没有体验的时候，好像听说，好像怎么样？
In the past, without experience, we
等到神在同工做工的时候, 就等于亲眼看见亲手摸到一样,
we might not we can only have hearsay, but now we can experience God.
彼得约翰就是这么简单,
Peter and John follow such a simple method.
金银我都没有,
silver and gold I do not have,
介绍耶稣基督给你认识,
but let me introduce to you Jesus Christ,
介绍他的真理给你认识,
let me show you his truth.
神的灵自然去动工,
and God's Spirit worked with them.
有一次我访问到一个家庭,
I once visited a family,
他们这个家庭刚好有祷告习惯,
who led a life of prayer.
在那一次的祷告我听到可能家里有什么事,
and I heard about some incident in the family.
原来有一个大孙子国小6年级啊,
the grandson child was six,
不知道生什么病, 送到医院去啊, 3天烧都不退,
was in the sixth grade. He had a high fever and he was in the hospital.
建议他们啊, 你要到更大的医院去,
the hospital could not take care of him, so they sent him to a bigger hospital.
他们好难过,
the family was very sad.
祷告的时候听得出来了,
I could tell from their prayer.
当时我访问我到那个牧会, 我去走到那边的时候, 听到这个声音,
I happened to find out about this when I was
所以我也就静静地加入他们的祷告里面,
I joined the prayer before when they were already praying.
后来就按手在这个孩子身上。
I laid hands on this child.
我一摸，哇，好烫！
And the fever was very high.
祷告超过5分钟以后。
After more than 5 minutes of prayer,
因为大家都被圣灵充满,
everyone was filled with the Spirit.
哇，那种祷告很有力量的。
It was a very powerful prayer.
然后我的手本来烫烫的。
At first, the fever was very
突然变成好像感觉在摸冰块一样，这么冰。
And suddenly, I felt it was icy cold.
哇，感谢主啊！圣灵的感动说，这个孩子祷告中现在就好了。
It was the Spirit who foretold that the child would be well.
祷告完了。
After the prayer,
我就跟他的家里人讲。
I told the family.
这个孩子病好了。
This child has been healed.
他的阿公阿嬷、爸爸妈妈都在看我呢，传道的功效为好。
The grandparents and the parents stare at me and wonder why I said
that.
I didn't make it up.
我就祷告亲自体验看到的。
Because I felt this in my prayer.
我说真的太好了。
He has been cured.
他整个发烧41度多嘞。
His fever was 41 Celsius.
烧得不得了哎。
And he was very
hot. 乱讲话神经神经哎。
And he became almost unconscious.
我说祷告好了，他们还不敢相信啊。
And I told them that he would be well, but they wouldn't believe.
这个孩子突然就眼睛睁开了。
But then the child opened his eyes.
妈妈，我要喝水。
He said, "Mom, I want some water."
三天来从来没有听过一句话，现在听到你都高兴得不得了哎。
After 3 days without speech, he finally spoke.
这个妈妈去找那个杯子要装水，找不到杯子，不摆到哪里去，太高兴了，孩子讲话。
The mother was so happy, even though she couldn't find.
他还没送来，那个孩子就起来了。
And the child got up.
就走下床到客厅来。
Got off the bed and walked into the living room.
连我自己都吓一跳。
I myself was surprised.
真的非常奇妙。
It was a miracle.
我们衷心的这样祷告，在心里面向神诉说，神也决定。
When we pray out of faith to God, God will listen.
哇，结果这个孩子的爸爸，感谢主，在我们那个教区相当有恩师啊，就是因为体验到这个，他很认真学习属灵的事。
And after that, the father became diligent in studying God's word and became.
也成为我们传道的好同工。
And he became a good worker to all the ministers. Thank the Lord.
我真的就是在眼前亲眼看到、亲眼摸到神的恩典呢。
We saw with our own eyes and felt with our own hands God's grace.
我们忠心传承神的救恩。
We need to preach God's salvation faithfully.
配得神要用我们这样无用的人做成他美好的上工。
Then God will use us, the useless servants, to carry out His good work.
后来这件事情我们看到。
We can tell from this story.
继续看这个第8节到第10节。
Let's read verses 8 through 10.
哇，这个瘸腿的能够行走了。
He finally walked.
神在他的身上做工啊。
God did wonders in him.
就让众百姓众人能够看到神的作为了。
All the people witnessed the mighty
God. 所有的人都赞美欢呼神啊。
They all praise God.
因为这在人看来是非常不可能会好的。
Because it was impossible for this man to be healed.
第10节，众人还有这个瘸腿，主耶稣的门徒彼得、雅各。 彼得、约翰啊，归荣耀给神了。Everyone,
including the disciples and the crippled man, from this story,
我们可以查考到为什么在圣殿美门门前这么好的神的大大神迹同工出现。We
understand the reasons for the occurrence of such mighty miracles.
必须具备有4个条件。And
these are the 4 criteria.
第一个就是有祷告生活的习惯。First
of all, the letter of life.
神的仆人一定要这样做。
God's servants must pray.
神的儿女一定要这样做。
God's children must pray.
而不是口号。
It is not a slogan.
而是你能够常常关上心门，跟这位天上的父有最密切的关系。
We need to actually go into our inner room and pray with God who is sincere.
第二点，要有行爱心的生活。
Second, we need to lead a life of love.
爱心是要明白神的真理，多多研究，能够更明白你这个人就很正，光明正道。
Love comes from an understanding of God's word as well as following His way.
人家会看到神跟你同在。
And people will see God's presence in our life.
人家会看到这个神所喜欢的，就是要按真理来行的。
A person who pleases God is one who follows His way.
离开了真理，你打不开这个神恩典的门了。
If you stray from God's truth, God's door will not be open.
我们要尽本分。
We must do our duty.
圣经神都告诉我们要怎么样，我们尽本分，剩下的神就会同工。
We just do what God tells us, and God will do the rest.
第3点。
Third.
要忠心传讲耶稣基督和得救的福音。
We must faithfully proclaim about Jesus Christ and salvation.
主耶稣的动作。
The actions of Jesus.
主耶稣的话。
The words of Jesus.
主耶稣的教训。
And the teachings of Jesus.
圣经整本神的话。
And the words of the Bible.
忠心传讲。
Must be proclaimed faithfully.
最后。
Finally,
你也要能够配得神常常同工的这种心胸跟行为了。
You need to have the heart and attitude in order for God to work.
每一次都要归荣耀给神。
In other words, you need to give glory to God every time.
你起先很谦卑。
Perhaps you might be humble.
在万人当中他那个青年是非常谦卑的不错的
Saul was a very humble young man when he was chosen to be king
但是他做了国王以后,
but after he became king
还是不谦卑,
he lost that humility
还是违反先知的吩咐,
he rebelled against the prophet's commands
还是违反绝书的神的吩咐,
he rebelled against God
渐渐的神的灵就离开他,
then God's spirit left him
他不会归荣耀给神,
he failed to glorify God
然后陷入这个魔鬼的网络,
then he fell into this devil's trap,
最后神弃绝他,
then he was rejected by God.
他的心里的头啊, 高人一等啊,
in his heart, he was a head taller than the rest.
结果被神弃绝了,
then he was rejected.
忘记了这位神的作,
he had forgotten the works of God.
所以归荣耀给神这很重要,
it's important to give glory to God.
每一次神同工垂听你的祷告或者有美好的见证, 你都能够归荣耀给神, 你就常常会有,
whenever God works with us, if we give glory to God, he will continue to work with us.
你也不会变质, 反而更加茁壮成长,
when the Lord is with us, we will not stray from his path.
所以这个神迹奇事在每门门口所做的,
therefore the miracle at the beautiful gate,
真的是荣神益人的见证生活,
was a witness that glorified God and edified everyone.
我们常常说要劝勉人,
we always talk about,
我们常常说要引导慕道者来信主, 你跟他讲神的话,
we always talk about preaching the gospel to our friends.
如果神不同工, 不显出他的见证, 作为来, 你怎么带啊?
But if God does not work with us with his mighty miracles,
神要怎么同工开心眼呢?
How can this be possible? How can God open the eyes?
所以这些都是神迹,
all these are miracles.
人心眼的改变,
the change of heart,
出于神的旨意, 他就会得到很好的学习,
can only come from God's goodwill.
生活行为的改变,
the transformation of lifestyle,
出于神的帮助, 就成为一个美好的神迹,
can only come from the help of God.
从这个肉体的不平安, 一直到所有一切的不平安,
The healing of all kinds of illness,
神只要悦纳改变他, 就成为一个美好的神迹,
also comes from God's good pleasure.
所以既然在使徒时代的圣殿每门门口都可以有这种神迹,
if this miracle could happen at the beautiful gate,
今天在我们圣活县巴西会港圣殿门口也应该要有这种神迹,
the same miracle should happen here today in San Jose and Pacific Coast,
因为是神同在的教会啊,
because God is here in our church.
如果我们能够朝这几项去努力, 大家谦卑顺服, 同心合意, 就会常常看到这样在我们教会门口的神美好的神迹。
If we work together towards these goals, we will see the same miracles happening in our church.
不但是这样,
not only so,
也会带领在我们家庭会有许多美好的生命的见证。
We will experience many wonderful testimonies of life in our families.
这是我们非常需要求神大大与我们同在同行快将这个福音能够 给更多的亲朋好友分享。
So we need to ask the Lord to work with us mightily so we can share the gospel with our friends and family.
所以耶稣基督的到来到这个世上,
Jesus Christ came to this world.
他的诞生有很多人就欢呼归荣耀给神了。
Because of his birth, many gave glory to God.
而且天使也高唱说, 愿你所喜悦的人得到你的平安。
Even the angels cried out, may peace be to those whom you please.
所以我们要常常努力学。
We need to work towards these goals.
要学得完全的, 不要学片面的,
we need to achieve them perfectly.
神的道理弄不完全的, 常常就会有错误的观念。
If we are not well versed in God's word, we may be misled.
道理会洁净我们的心,
God's word can sanctify our hearts.
我们祷告起来就会真的在圣灵里面祷告。
And when we pray, we can pray in the spirit.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.